This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The United States pressed on into the final days of the chaotic airlift from Afghanistan amid tighter security and warnings of more possible attacks Friday. One day after a devastating suicide bombing at Kabul Airport killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden is aware of the threat of another attack in Afghanistan.
The national security team the president met with this morning advised the president and vice president that another terror attack in Kabul is likely. And they are taking maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport and in surrounding areas with our forces as a result.
Thursday's bombing, blamed on Afghanistan's offshoot of the Islamic State group, a lethal enemy of both the Taliban and the West, made for one of the deadliest days in the two-decade Afghan war. UN agencies are appealing for nearly $300 million in preparation for the possible exodus of thousands of Afghan refugees. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR Deputy High Commissioner Kelly Clements says preparations are underway to assist host governments in the region with financial and material support to care for a large influx of refugees. He says discussions with national authorities are underway on scaling up the humanitarian response. She notes the proposed regional response plan is a critical part of that process.
We need, therefore, to be prepared for any number of eventualities. That takes resources, preparation, and a reasonable amount of lead time.
Most of the support is likely to go to Iran and Pakistan, countries that are already hosting 2.2 million Afghans, many of whom have been living there for decades. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.